Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. The Ireland rugby squad was named for the November internationals. A lot of people getting very excited about this. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be starting, of course, with the big one, Ireland versus New Zealand at the Aviva Stadium in downtown Dublin on Friday night, the 8th of November. It's getting very, very close. Getting close. And now Ireland rugby legend and RTE commentator Donal Lenihan is on with us on Gift Grub this morning. Donal, exciting Irish squad, eh?
Well, good morning, Ian. The squad has been announced, all right. It's a strong Irish squad, but everybody's still talking about this fella, RG Snyman.
Oh, yeah. My God, I've seen photographs of him. This is that massive big fella from South Africa, Donal, isn't it?
Big, he's huge, Ian. He's 6'9" and over 22.5 stone. The man is a monster. He's like Godzilla. But his hands, Ian, they're quicker than a blackjack dealer in downtown Las Vegas, Ian, I'll tell you. People are saying, we've got to try and naturalise this fella as quick as possible. Do a CJ stander on him, fast track him down to the convention centre, get his hand in the air and have him sing an hour on Nevean as soon as possible. People are sending him boxes of Tato, Irish jerseys, clips of Glen Rowe. He's had invites down to the Gaeltacht, Ian. And if we can just keep at him, before long, he'll be as Irish as Pat Short drinking a pint of Guinness inside the Alwee Caves. And we'll stick him in the Irish line-out. Ian, I'm being serious here.
Yeah.
This fella could change everything.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, Donald, for that. And the other big news, this is very interesting, actually. Johnny Sexton. He's reportedly being brought in to the Irish coaching team, and he's on the line now. Hi, Johnny. So, is this true, the coaching team?
Yeah.
I
was delighted to be asked, and you know, it's only a small role at the moment, but we'll see how it goes.
Right.
And obviously, you know, I've been in, you know, consultation with the team, and obviously there is a coaching team in place.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, whatever happens in the future, it's obviously all down to Andy.
Yeah, indeed. Ronan O'Gara is there as well. Hi, Rog, go ahead there.
Yeah, hi, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how's it going, Ian? I'm really surprised there by Johnny's news. Hi, Johnny.
Yeah.
I thought you said you'd never get involved in the coaching there.
No, I never said that, Rog.
No, I have it here, Johnny. Page 233 of the book here. One thing is for certain, I'm not like Rog. I'm built differently.
Oh.
I'm not going to be one of them idiots who go begging for coaching gigs straight after retirement, like.
I didn't write that.
Hang on. Oh,
it's black and white, well, Johnny, here, Johnny. It's black and white.
Johnny. Sorry, Rog. Johnny, what's your role in the team, the coaching team, going to be? Do you know?
Yeah, it's a role with the kickers, obviously. I have a lot of experience with kicking, so you get a load of balls.
Right.
You sort of watch them, and you see if you can help them out and look at them and offer a bit of support.
Right, okay. Oh, like are you one of those guys who come running onto the pitch with the little bucket of sand and you put the ball on it and
what?
Is that what that
little bucket of sand?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, old man?
You're like, it's like a ball boy, is it? Kind of, you know.
Jesus, Ian.
Ball boy. You calling me a ball boy? A ball boy.
Spot on, Ian. Throw us the ball there, ball boy.
Shut up, Rog. What the hell are you talking about, ball boy, old man?
I'm just saying.
How can I be a ball
I'm
boy?
I'm just saying you're kind of
39
like,
years
like,
of age.
You're like a little, little helper sort of thing.
Helper?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, Ian. I'd get Olivia Rodrigo on fast here if I were you, Ian.
Helper? Shut your mouth, old man. Get lost.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.